This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We've got a special New Orleans Bloggers Roundtable coming up right after we take a look at what's happening on our blog, News and Views. And with me is our web producer, Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So what has folks talking?
Lots of conversation on the blog this week, all centered on a handful of news stories. There was, of course, response to Michael Vick's televised apology earlier this week. And then there's a story from Atlanta. A city councilman there is proposing a new indecency law that would criminalize sagging baggy pants. Critics of the ordinance said it would target young black men since it's a popular hip-hop style, and some folks in our blog agreed. But my favorite comment came from someone who wrote, "While Atlanta is legislating fashion, they can also put a hit on spandex, blue weaves, grills, and alligator shoes."
That is great.
Yeah. And there's also a new report from the Civil Rights Coalition that says, in part, affirmative action limits the success of minority law students. And so people on our blog picked apart the report's findings, as well as the coalition's political motivations.
All right. The Atlanta Fashion Police are out. Yeah. And I see there's another installment of Speak Your Mind when we give our audience the mic.
Yeah, it's this online series where we let our readers take over the blog and write about an issue that matters to them. And this week we have a piece from James Swain, who listens to the show and posts comments on the blog pretty frequently. And his essay is about the public education system and how it fails kids in poor communities. And it's a really well-researched piece, so I encourage people to read it and respond to it.
Yeah, and this is an issue that comes up specifically with Katrina survivors, but also in most cities in America.
Right.
So we are marking the second anniversary of Katrina on the show today, and how are we covering that on our website?
Well, we have an archive of the show's coverage of the hurricane going back to 2005, right after the storms hit. So if people remember hearing a piece on the show and want to go back and revisit it, they can find it pretty easily on our site. We have a photo retrospective and audio slideshows featuring people whose lives were impacted by the storm. And we're also opening up a section of the blog for people who were affected by Katrina, who think they can share their stories with us and with other readers.
And I will share my own stories about reporting on Katrina and seeing the devastation firsthand. So it's a tremendous anniversary, and we're committed to sharing our stories. So, Jeff, thanks again.
Thank you.
Jeff Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.